Well, methamphetamine use in this country has nearly doubled in 2 years. Police data shows an unprecedented 96% increase in meth consumption when compared to 2023, with consumption increasing across all sites. The police report said the spike in meth use is probably from an increase in both supply and demand, along with a decrease in street-level pricing. The Drugs and Wastewater 2024 annual overview showed locations with high methamphetamine use per capita were largely regional New Zealand and North Island towns, also experiencing high rates of socio-economic deprivation. Now, Wally Komaha, before he retired from the police, went to the US to discuss the meth trade with First Nations peoples in America and how they were attempting to stop the drug trade. He's kindly with us to reflect on that experience and also where we're at with this latest meth data. Thanks for joining us on the program. It's Rangatira. Tēnā Wally.
Morena.
Thank you. Can you talk about what you learned from First Nations in the US and what sorts of issues they are grappling with rising use of methamphetamine?
Oh, look, it was the conference I attended was made up of all security agencies in the US. It was FBI, Homeland Security, drug enforcement agencies, and also the Native American enforcement agencies. You know, the impact of this drug, just in small communities alone, you had methamphetamine mixed with another lethal drug called xylene. And the Americans say that it was the most dangerous drug in the history of drugs coming into that country. I mean, fentanyl was bad enough and is still a significant drug killing people. Up to 20 young people a week were dying on this drug. Now, I just heard you talking about the increases in percentages in this country, which has been increasing right back over since the early 2000s. You know, Dale, I think there has been a lot of work that's gone into this, but this is one of the most insidious drugs that is wrecking our communities, wrecking families, people who are addicted, the mental health issues in the country. And if you think about police and the role that they have to play, you know, attending over almost well over a million calls in the 111 line every year, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I know that there's been significant efforts that have been, talked about over many years because of the economic costs, the health impacts, the social impacts, and also crime. One of the biggest things that we discussed was the position of transnational crime. And even through our Pacific nations, some of those Pacific nations acting as a transitional hub for the distribution of methamphetamine coming down through the Pacific. So, you know, the Americans have a significant problem, particularly when you've been using this stimulant over many, many years, and then now you're mixing it with other drugs, as I say, namely fentanyl and another drug called xylene. The position we're taking about trying to strengthen our position around transnational crime and building the relationships, particularly with international jurisdictions, is really important. And, of course, looking at the manufacturing of this drug is targeting organized criminal gangs that are heavily involved in the manufacture and the importation. Because, as you know, Dale, the drug profits will only continue to strengthen and connect organized crime across the globe, and money being used in that area to fund other criminal activities. So I have to feel for my my colleagues in the police who have a huge problem ahead of them. You know, the damage to our international reputation, the negative outcomes that come through the exposure to this whole insidious drug. And more importantly, the negative health outcomes. And if you think of our own people in the Māori and Māori communities, the easiest thing for people to be lured into this drug is to think that, you know, they're going hard, partying, having a great time, partying hard. But they don't realize once you're hooked, you know, how do you get off this stuff? And then you're hooked into the negative area with gangs, the supply chain, all of those areas which, once you're captured, it's probably, you know, the most difficult thing to get. And I've seen people over years, Dale, a woman telling me her story over 10 years being addicted, her children sitting at the bottom of the chain having to feed the baby, and young children in their early years thinking about committing suicide. So this is what we found was meth is probably the most widely consumed synthetic stimulant in the world. And you've got particularly increasing in this country.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Wally. You did touch on Māori responses too. Obviously, we're seeing soaring crime rates, a lot of gun crime as well, which we're not so familiar with, and you've got to wonder whether much of it is being conducted by people who haven't slept. And of course, that's what meth does. It just sort of wires those who use it up. That's the high side. And then, of course, crashing down too, which is no good for anyone. So what might be some sort of Māori-styled interventions here? Do we need some wraparound support or residential facilities where people who are hooked on the stuff can find their way through? What do you think would be an appropriate Māori response to these rising rates, Wally?
Oh, absolutely. You know, alcohol and drug treatment institutions are probably the places where they need to be channeled into. So it's a huge health problem. You know, we talked about the whole community engagement aspect of this when I was in the role, and working really closely, building those communities with iwi entities, you know, those in a post-settlement period who have access to finance, who can support families who are struggling, strengthening the best intervention practices that are probably already in place in the health space. And look, there are some excellent Māori providers out there, both Māori and non-Māori providers, who are doing some great work to build that whole community resilience and look at, you know, we can talk about education, but you've got to get into the heart of those communities. You've got to break the supply chains. You know, that supply chain, if we had better treatment services or direct these people into health services, if I think about, you know, some of our Māori headquarters in the Waikato, you know, there's some brilliant places operating there, Te Kōhao Health and other areas in Auckland, you know, that are doing some great work to sort of proactively target these the addiction services. But as I say, Dale, targeting methamphetamine supply chains is really important, and giving police the tools, you know, to actively target these groups is really important. Crackdown on precursors, you know, stronger controls over methamphetamine precursors, pseudoephedrine, all of that stuff. And if you think about customs and police working together to disrupt that whole sort of importation, you know, when one sort of lot comes in and is disrupted, then another lot is on its way. You know, we're a lucrative sort of targeted country with supply chains coming down through the Middle East now, through Colombia, through Mexico, where once upon a time it was just the Southeast Asia sort of network supplying their drug to this country.
Now, clear, Wally. We'll have to leave it there, Wally. It's just become such an insidious blight on our nation, and the increased use is causing immense social harm. Certainly feel for the police and the work that they need to do, but we can all do more about it too. Talk to those who you think might be utilising it and telling them that they're cool without it. So we need to stand by. We need to stand by each other. Wally Hamaha with us, former Deputy Police Commissioner. Thank you once again, Wally, for the time you've spent with us and the thoughts that you've shared. Ka mihi.
Kia ora, Joe. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, thank you. You're with Urban Māori Radio 724.